Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. County Monaghan, bordered by Armagh, Tyrone and Fermanagh, is the smallest of Ulster's nine counties. During the war, its county town was a refuge for a small group of Belgians fleeing the German invasion of their country. 15 Belgian refugees arrived here in October 1914, after being invited by Leonie Leslie from the Castle Leslie estate. Among them were the Deneve family, who'd fled with their three young daughters and a cousin. Their embroidery skills proved so popular, they went on to set up the Bellbroyd lingerie factory in the town, together with the local postmaster.
My name is Adrienne Sherwin Abbott, and I am the granddaughter of Sylvia Deneve. We are seated on a bench opposite a terrace of houses that is known as Belgian Square. My grandmother and her family, six other persons, lived in number 24, Belgian Square. The story really begins in St. McCartan's Cathedral, Monaghan, where the Dutch organist Antoine Beggert, in 1914, in July, he left Ireland for a holiday in his native land. On the 12th of September, the local Anglo-Celt newspaper featured an article which he had written, and it contained Antoine's eyewitness account of the war in Belgium. My grandmother's family were increasingly fearful for the safety of their three youngest daughters. They decided in the end to abandon their thriving bakery on the Grossmarkt in Mechelen. And when they got to Ostend to the boats, my great-grandmother pleaded desperately with one particular captain, and he agreed to take them on board on condition they would throw all of their possessions over the quayside, apart from one large dome-shaped wooden trunk. That trunk is now on my landing as a lasting memory of my grandmother's and her family's flight from Mechelen all the way to Monaghan. My grandmother said that the three young girls were absolutely fashion conscious and would have spent their time embroidering garments. I say it was packed with garments like that. When they came to England, they were hosted in Alexandra Palace, along with thousands of other refugees. And Lady Leonie Leslie of Glasslough in Monaghan came along, and she spotted a group of 15 refugees, and through the interpreter she tried to persuade them to come to Ireland. One of the party said, "Well, we will go if we could only be together within four walls, where we could rest and be alone with our grief," she said. News of their coming went right through the town. There was a huge crowd present at the station, and most of them had the Belgian colours displayed in their buttonhole. There were four cars waiting at the railway station, which ferried them to the accommodation in what now we know as Belgian Square. The committee under Lady Leslie was extremely active, and there was food and clothing and money collected. The organist, Antoine Beggert, acted as interpreter for the family. My grandmothers and her sister used to wander outside of the town, and seemingly they were deeply moved by the poverty, and they decided to get a horse and cart, go around the countryside to the isolated farms to teach embroidery skills to the young girls on the farms. The sisters actually went into business with the local postmaster, Charles McNally, and they set up a company called Bellbroyd, which obviously is short for Belgian embroidery, making and selling on a more industrial scale. Seemingly they made undergarments, chemise and trousseau, which were very, very popular with the soldiers for their fiancés and wives and girlfriends, etc.
Belgian Square, in Monaghan. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/worldwar1.